This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
All right, got a little more information for you if you're considering joining Reel.video as a content creator. We've had over 15,000 people sign up now to request an invitation for a content channel, and we are going through them and selecting content creators one by one. So this is not a website where just the anonymous public can sign up. We want to attract and invite content creators who have great content. It's going to be a huge number of channels. I want to give you some information about what to expect as a content creator so you know how you'll be able to use these videos. First of all, the launch date is currently set for July 4th, Independence Day. And we will have some channels invited much sooner than that, perhaps 2 weeks or 3 weeks sooner than that, to start uploading content. Even though the content won't be live yet, you can upload it, you can get all the videos ready so that on launch day, we will have a huge amount, you know, 10,000 plus videos live and public and ready to go. You will be able to grab embed code for all these videos and embed them onto your pages. Now, the only caveat is that, of course, there's a 5-second ad that plays in front of your videos. And that's what pays for our network. And we're selling advertising space, and we're also doing some in-house advertising. All the ads will be high-quality ads. We're not going to allow advertising by, you know, pharmaceutical companies or globalist companies or things like that. We're only going to allow advertising of things that are aligned with the network. So you don't have to be ashamed of any advertiser that we have on there, which is the flip side of what you hear normally, because advertisers are often ashamed of the content. But we're going to be very particular about what kind of advertisers we even allow on the network. So you'll find those advertisers to be pretty awesome. They'll be like survival and prepping companies, like home gardening, food companies, seed companies, nutritional products. Maybe some books and information providers, ads for other websites. You know, a lot of cool things. So anyway, as long as you're okay with a 5-second ad, which, by the way, could be 5.9 seconds, just under 6 is actually the requirement. But it's a 5-second ad, give or take. As long as you're okay with that, then you're good. You can have unlimited views, unlimited sharing, and most importantly, you will know that you won't be censored in the way that YouTube censors you, you know, just for because they don't like your political speech, because you're pro-liberty, or you're pro-natural medicine, or you're opposed to vaccine ingredients, or you are teaching people how to use firearms, let's say, or you're an ammunition manufacturer, what have you. YouTube is banning you. We will not ban you for any of those reasons. And if you want to know what reasons we would ban people, because we have to have some requirements, they are, number one, nothing illegal, right? So we can't have content that violates federal law, like if you post a video how to make bombs and blow up your neighbors, that's not going to be a cool, unless it's an obvious satire comedy piece, clearly labeled as such, and it doesn't give technical information about how to make bombs. You know, if it's a cartoonish Roadrunner and Coyote satire video, that's fine. But if you're teaching people how to make bombs, obviously that's gone. Second thing is, we have to respect copyright law, so if you're uploading other people's movies and we get a takedown request, we obviously have to honor that takedown request and we'll take it down. Nothing we can do about that. We don't want to be a piracy website anyway. This is about your content, not content that someone took from somebody else and then posted it. And by the way, since we don't pay for your content, there's really no incentive for people to post other people's movies and such. You know, like on YouTube, you could earn money for a while posting other people's videos. But, you know, YouTube demonetized everything, and we're not paying people anyway in order to avoid those kinds of situations. So, you know, copyright content, if we get notices, we got to take it down. The other thing is, if you're anti-liberty, okay, so this is, this has raised eyebrows. They're like, I thought you were going to be a free speech website. Yeah, free speech for the people who are being censored by YouTube, which happens to be all the pro-liberty people. If you're anti-liberty, if you're a commie, if you're a member of Antifa, if you despise the Second Amendment, if you hate freedom, you're not welcome on this community. And by the way, that's in response to YouTube. YouTube has decided that they're going to be content, they're going to have a narrative, and they don't want pro-liberty voices. They only want radical left-wing people who are like pro-abortion and anti-gun and all this. That's YouTube. We are the flip side of that, for the most part. And until Congress changes the laws, we have the same right to do that as YouTube has to decide what they want on their platform. Now, if Congress changes the laws and says, hey, everybody has to allow every kind of speech, then of course we would comply with that, and so would YouTube. Until that day comes, and it'll probably never come, we can decide what kind of content that we want on our network. So our network, Real.Video, is going to be pro-self-reliance, pro-prepping, pro-survival, pro-America, pro-liberty, pro-Second Amendment, just this kind of liberty-oriented information. Well, I'll give you a more complete list as we get closer, so you know what's welcome and what's not welcome. And as long as you're within that realm of liberty, you have a lot of free speech. You don't have to, I mean, you could disagree with stuff I say, that's fine. You could disagree with somebody else, that's fine. It's not about us policing every last word of everybody's view. It's just that we're not going to allow our network to be used to destroy liberty in America and around the world, or to promote pharmaceuticals, you know, psychiatric drugging of children, or to promote, you know, abortion, or to promote horrible, evil things. I'll just put it that way. We will ban evil. How's that? That's the whole terms of service, right? No evil allowed. Now, Google tried that, and then they became evil. And if you ask, how do we know that you won't become evil, Mr. Mike Adams? How do we know? If we're uploading content to your website, how do we know that you're not going to become evil? And the answer is, I have been attacked and defamed and slandered by so many evil operators out there. I know what I stand for, and I am not changing, and I'm not selling out. The network is not for sale. I don't need dollars. I need a world with liberty. That's what I want. And if this network and platform can move us toward that and have more of a free speech conversation and more voices and more decentralization of news and information, to me, that is more meaningful than anything else in the world. And there's nothing that can pry me away from that goal. There is no amount of money that will have me sell the network. There's no one that can make me be opposed to the Second Amendment, for example. There is no tactic that can change me from someone who endorses and supports liberty, for example. Because I've been in this realm so long, I've been through the ringer, I am tried and true and tested. You know me, and you know what I stand for, because I've done, I don't know how many, 10,000 articles and podcasts and videos, and it's got to be more than 10,000 by this time. You can go back and look at all 10,000 plus, and you can find out exactly what I believe and why I believe these things and why I do not compromise with evil and why I do not compromise with communists and globalists and radical left-wing libtards and crybullies and snowflakes. I exercise the free speech that I seek to protect for others. When you hear me speak, you'll hear me say things that some people might go, oh my God, he said that? That's your proof that I support free speech, because I'm living it every day. I'm demonstrating free speech. And now my role is shifting. You know, I've been someone who's exercised free speech for a long time, but my role is shifting to help create and protect a free speech platform for others, which is really more important than my own voice. In fact, my voice becomes irrelevant in the long term as I work to provide a free speech platform to other people like you. Having your voice and people like you and thousands of voices out there, not just thousands, frankly, it's going to be millions eventually, that's more important than any one person's voice. I believe in decentralization of information and knowledge. I believe in the right to speak freely. I believe in the right to question the narratives of the day, to question the science, to question the medicine, to question the Monsantos of the world, to question your government, to question the central banks. I believe in these rights, and they are part of my very being. They are part of the fabric of who I am, and they're not things that can be taken from me. They're not things that I will surrender or give up. It's just not possible. So that's my explanation of how you know that I'm not going to turn evil on this. Oh, I should also mention, hey, guess what? We have no investors. That's right. That's right. We have self-funded this entire thing. Investors screw up everything. Investors make everything evil. Google had investors, and I think some of those investors were like the NSA, the spy, the deep state funded Google, right? We don't have any investors. We don't answer to anybody except you. So we don't have, we're not a public company. We don't have a stock price to try to protect. We don't have overlords, VC, venture capital people telling us what we have to do. We don't have to appease anybody. No one's going to call me up and say, hey, Mike, that satire video, that just went over the limit, man. You can't have that on there. They were making fun of, let's see, what can we pick here? They were making fun of, what would be the most politically incorrect thing? They were making fun of Hillary Clinton. How about that? You can't make fun of Hillary Clinton. I'm like, yeah, we can. This is okay. I mean, this is free speech. Hillary Clinton is kind of begging to be made fun of, frankly, if you ask me. We're gonna make fun of Hillary Clinton. That's fine. No one can call me up and say, you got to yank that video. Not going to happen. So this is why you can trust the network. So all the videos that you upload, they're going to be there. You're going to be able to count on us. You know, unless the government takes it down or something, if the government seizes the domain or just have a totalitarian regime that just takes it all down, probably not a whole lot that I can do to stop that. But barring something catastrophic like that, we're going to have a system that kicks ass. You're going to love it. So, real.video, sign up now for content channel, and thank you for your support. We're going to have a blast with this whole project. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm also the editor of naturalnews.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about.
So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.